In this bulletin, parent visa applicants allowed to remain in Australia during the pandemic. Several states ease border measures with New South Wales as Greater Sydney relaxes COVID-19 restrictions. And in sport, Australian Open tennis players begin leaving hotel quarantine. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. The Australian government is to introduce visa concessions so parent visa applicants don't have to leave the country to get their visa approved during the coronavirus pandemic. The decision marks another temporary move to ease the concerns of visa applicants who would otherwise have been forced to leave Australia to have visas approved. Dong Liu and Alicia Wong were considering flying out of Australia to complete the final step in the parent visa process. Their daughter-in-law, Julia Jin, says these rule changes provide a major relief for their family.
Thrilled by this news, and it's really a great relief for our whole family. It means a lot because we are the first generation immigrant. We don't have much family support. I have a 2-year-old who need a lot of attention, but both my husband and me are working. During the COVID, it's more important for us to make sure the money is coming into the family.
Victoria's travel restrictions are set to ease further with the expected elimination of so-called red zones in New South Wales expected to be announced. Victoria has had 22 days with no new local coronavirus cases and 27 cases confined to hotel quarantine. Premier Daniel Andrews says he expects to make changes to the travel settings soon.
So I would hope that, again, based on public health advice, and that's not yet settled, and announcements can be made that would see the vast majority of those orange zones move green. The exact status of Cumberland and potentially one other local government area, I can't comment on that, but I'd hope to have no red zones in New South Wales. A much larger green zone, but there may be some remnants, a couple of local government areas that remain orange.
The World Health Organization has warned COVID-19 transmission rates in Europe remain extremely high, putting severe strain on health services. 35 countries in Europe have launched vaccination programs, with 25 million doses administered so far. WHO European Director Hans Kluge warns vaccine nationalism is becoming a problem.
The telephone line is very hot, as you can imagine, with the leaders and the prime ministers, and it's first and foremost that we stand by them, and we do understand the situation. Solidarity is key, but we also have to be pragmatic, because we could anticipate that there would be some tension between the principle of international solidarity at one hand, and then the national responsibilities by the leaders in a particular country to take care of your population. There is, realistically, a shortfall of vaccines.
Germany's Vaccine Commission says it will not recommend the use of AstraZeneca's coronavirus vaccine for people aged 65 and older. The committee cited insufficient data over its efficacy for that age group. The European Medicines Agency is to decide later today whether to approve the vaccine for use across the EU. Representatives from the Anti-Defamation Commission and anti-Semitism expert have called for a neo-Nazi group in Victoria to be classified a terrorist organisation. Residents near the Grampians National Park felt they were in danger when a group of men were seen performing Nazi salutes and chanting slogans. The group's leader posted images on social media of members posing in front of a burning cross. To sport now, and Australian Open tennis players have been given approval to begin leaving COVID-19 hotel quarantine after spending 2 weeks confined to a biosecurity hub. The first group among the 960 players, coaches and officials isolating at 3 Melbourne hotels were allowed to leave last night, with the rest expected to depart between today and Sunday. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny and 34. Adelaide, early shower or 2 and 27. Melbourne, rain and 23. Hobart, rain developing, 22. Canberra, showers with a possible heavy falls, 19 degrees. Wollongong, showers and 21. Sydney, similar conditions, 23. Newcastle, much the same, 23 again. Brisbane, a shower or 2, 29. Also showers for Cairns, 30. Darwin, rain and a possible storm, 31 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala, and this is SBS News.